I'm Sean Power reporting. Election day has arrived, with polls open across Plymouth County for local and school races. 4 city positions, 2 Floyd Valley Board of Trustees seats, and 2 initiatives are on the ballot in Lamar's, with voters having their say after a contentious election cycle. 3 seats on the city council are up for election. In Ward 1, incumbent Brian Bruns will run against Jacqueline Perez, while in Ward 3, incumbent Mark Sturgeon will face Dan Dembinski. The at-large seat on the council is a 3-way race between Beth Meyer, Derek Conyers, and Lenny Flack. Rob Bixeman, who's looking for a 3rd term as mayor of Lamar's, will run against Brian Hughes. Floyd Valley Healthcare Board of Trustees members Craig Bowerly and Kelly Flack will run unopposed for their seats. 2 ballot initiatives are also set to be voted on. The first, Public Measure RY, asks for an increase to the city's hotel-motel tax from 5% to the state maximum 7%. And the second, Public Measure RZ, asks to issue a bond to fund a new firehouse for the city. Measure RZ needs a 60% majority to pass, while Measure RY only needs a simple majority to pass. Polling locations will be open today from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Most Lamar's residents will vote at either the Convention Center or the Plymouth County Annex Building. Voter ID is required to vote. For your polling location and for more information about today's elections, visit the Plymouth County website. KLEM will carry coverage and election results throughout the day over the air and online. Detailed interviews with every candidate up for election are available on our website. Hy-Vee has announced new efforts to help local communities and food banks, including providing free kids' meals during this week. From now until Friday, November 7th, every Hy-Vee location will provide all children age 12 and under a free meal from 4 to 7 p.m. The same meal can be purchased by anyone for $3. Menu items will change each day, from spaghetti to chili to chicken and noodles. Hy-Vee will also share recipes that can be made for $3 a serving on their social media channels. Hy-Vee stores will also start offering $5 and $10 food bank donation bundles for purchase. The bags contain items most needed by food pantries, including canned goods and proteins. Stores will deliver purchase bags to local food pantries daily to help manage a projected increase in need. In a press release, Hy-Vee's Chief Merchandising and Retail Officer Anna Stormer says the company wants to support the communities that support our stores and that they were grateful for the suppliers and partners who have joined us to help families in need. The company recently donated $100,000 to Feeding America in order to maintain food bank inventory levels across the region. The Orange City Area Health Foundation has recently taken part in several initiatives to improve quality of care in Northwest Iowa. Recently, the foundation worked with Variety, the Children's Charity of Iowa, to fund the purchase of a panda warmer for Area Health's birth center, as well as providing over 500 sleep sacks to be given to families. The panda warmer serves as a way to maintain the body temperature of a newborn child, while the sleep sacks help families with safe sleeping practices for their newborn. The foundation also launched a new employee giving program, with new chairs for the infusion center being partially funded by the program. Foundation Director Sarah Jungers explained more about the mission of the foundation to KLEM.
Our mission is to support the work of the health system through philanthropy and community engagement that ensures the health and well-being of the area. So the health system has a set budget every year, and the foundation dollars are able to assist with things that the health system might not be able to do otherwise. And so, you know, they can only allot so much for capital items every year, and different programs that are going on. So when we're able to supplement new and exciting things with the foundation funds, it opens up the door for the health system to keep their expenses down, and then it also increases patient care.
Junger says it's vital that the foundation supports the local community through health initiatives.
It's one thing to just remain status quo. It's one thing to just be able to sustain your health system. But to be able to have a foundation that is supported by the community to be able to take that level of care to the next level, to increase and offer better care, is what helps you stand apart as a health system. It's what makes patients want to drive an hour to Orange City to receive their care because of all of the great things that we are able to offer. And we wouldn't be able to offer those things if we didn't have the foundation.
Orange City Area Health recently acquired a Da Vinci 5 surgical robot, the first to be installed in Northwest Iowa. An open house for the new robot will take place on November 11th. A fire that caused severe damage to a home in Orange City over the weekend was determined to be started by a 12-year-old boy playing with rubbing alcohol. The fire occurred on Sunday afternoon, where the Orange City and Elton Fire Departments, along with Orange City Police and EMS, responded to reports of a house fire. According to a press release, initial observations from investigators were suspicious in nature, causing a further investigation with occupants of the home. After interviews, it was determined that a 12-year-old juvenile boy was playing with fire and rubbing alcohol in a bedroom, which ignited a nearby bed. Firefighters were able to extinguish the fire, but the house sustained significant damage and has been deemed uninhabitable. The 12-year-old was charged with reckless use of fire and has been referred to juvenile court. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.